Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Welcome to the City Gallery's info line. We recently had an exhibition of 16th century British sculptures, and now it's time for modern paintings. The collection of 100 British pictures will be displayed for 3 months, from May to August. You will have a unique opportunity not only to see the masterpieces by David Hockney, Susie Hamilton, and many other well-known painters from the UK, but also to watch documentaries about their lives and careers in the multimedia room. For more details, visit our website.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Welcome to the City Gallery's info line. We recently had an exhibition of 16th century British sculptures, and now it's time for modern paintings. The collection of 100 British pictures will be displayed for 3 months, from May to August. You will have a unique opportunity not only to see the masterpieces by David Hockney, Susie Hamilton, and many other well-known painters from the UK, but also to watch documentaries about their lives and careers in the multimedia room. For more details, visit our website. Two. Guess what happened at work today?
I've no idea. Tell me, Mark.
An elderly man came in. He was wearing a very old T-shirt and dirty trousers, but I didn't care. A customer is a customer. I went up to him to find out what he wanted. He told me our shop was the fourth he had visited. Because of his appearance, salespeople in the other shops had acted as if he wasn't there.
What happened then?
He looked around and in a few minutes decided what to get. He chose a Harley Davidson motorbike from the 1960s and paid $17,000 for it, in cash. I later discovered that he's a musician from a famous rock band who has recently become a great Harley Davidson lover.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Guess what happened at work today?
I've no idea. Tell me, Mark.
An elderly man came in. He was wearing a very old T-shirt and dirty trousers, but I didn't care. A customer is a customer. I went up to him to find out what he wanted. He told me our shop was the fourth he had visited. Because of his appearance, salespeople in the other shops had acted as if he wasn't there.
What happened then?
He looked around and in a few minutes decided what to get. He chose a Harley Davidson motorbike from the 1960s and paid $17,000 for it, in cash. I later discovered that he's a musician from a famous rock band who has recently become a great Harley Davidson lover. Three.
Have you ever watched a balloon rise up into the sky? People use balloons for birthday parties and parades, and it's fun. But it's also terrible for the environment. Balloons can rise up to 8 kilometers into the Earth's atmosphere, but they come down in the end. And then, when they land, they can be really harmful. If they fall into the sea, they can be eaten by a fish or a turtle. So if you're thinking about buying balloons for a big event, think again. Perhaps there's a different way to celebrate.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you ever watched a balloon rise up into the sky? People use balloons for birthday parties and parades, and it's fun. But it's also terrible for the environment. Balloons can rise up to 8 kilometers into the Earth's atmosphere, but they come down in the end. And then, when they land, they can be really harmful. If they fall into the sea, they can be eaten by a fish or a turtle. So if you're thinking about buying balloons for a big event, think again. Perhaps there's a different way to celebrate.
Four. How is your new job, Mary? It's at a design company, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I must say that I thought it would be better that I would work on designs from the start to the last detail. But no, I'm responsible for designing just kitchen cupboards, not the whole kitchen, which is what I'd really like to do.
It's a shame you can't do what you wanted.
Still, I'll get some experience to put on my CV.
True. What are your working hours?
We work flexible hours, which is great. I have to work 40 hours a week. Most people in the office work long hours from Monday to Thursday and finish early on Friday. So every Friday afternoon, I can have the office to myself and be happy. It's so quiet, I can finally concentrate and work more effectively.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
How is your new job, Mary? It's at a design company, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I must say that I thought it would be better that I would work on designs from the start to the last detail. But no, I'm responsible for designing just kitchen cupboards, not the whole kitchen, which is what I'd really like to do.
It's a shame you can't do what you wanted.
Still, I'll get some experience to put on my CV.
True. What are your working hours?
We work flexible hours, which is great. I have to work 40 hours a week. Most people in the office work long hours from Monday to Thursday and finish early on Friday. So every Friday afternoon, I can have the office to myself and be happy. It's so quiet, I can finally concentrate and work more effectively.
Five. A Japanese company has designed an umbrella drone, which can fly over its owner's head for up to 20 minutes. The drone automatically follows its owner and protects him or her from the rain, sun, or snow. It will be especially useful for people who often carry things in both hands while walking. A disadvantage of the drone is that it is quite heavy. The designers are planning to reduce its weight to less than a kilo. They also want to increase its flight time to 1 hour before making their invention available in shops.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
A Japanese company has designed an umbrella drone, which can fly over its owner's head for up to 20 minutes. The drone automatically follows its owner and protects him or her from the rain, sun, or snow. It will be especially useful for people who often carry things in both hands while walking. A disadvantage of the drone is that it is quite heavy. The designers are planning to reduce its weight to less than a kilo. They also want to increase its flight time to 1 hour before making their invention available in shops. Six.
People who come to this restaurant eat as much food as they want, but pay only once, so the place is very popular. They usually take reasonable portions, but not always. One day a man came in and ate as much as 5 customers normally would. It turned out that he was preparing for a triathlon. He hadn't eaten anything for 20 hours and then came to my place to eat as much as possible. I never criticise my customers, but I told him he wouldn't be served here anymore. He simply ate too much, and if he came back regularly, I'd lose a lot of money.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
People who come to this restaurant eat as much food as they want, but pay only once. So the place is very popular. They usually take reasonable portions, but not always. One day a man came in and ate as much as 5 customers normally would. It turned out that he was preparing for a triathlon. He hadn't eaten anything for 20 hours and then came to my place to eat as much as possible. I never criticise my customers, but I told him he wouldn't be served here anymore. He simply ate too much, and if he came back regularly, I'd lose a lot of money.